It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and this is the singer-songwriter Tommy Prine.
You remind me of every single dogwood tree, and I try to reach out. I never see you this far south.
Tommy Prine was raised in Nashville, Tennessee, with guitars lying around his house and music always on. And that's because his father is John Prine, the legendary singer-songwriter, originally from Maywood, Illinois. He famously worked on songs while working a postal route here, and was referred to some, or I should say was referred to by some, as the Mark Twain of songwriting. We lost John Prine in 2020 to COVID. He was later named the Honorary Poet Laureate of Illinois. Tommy Prine's debut album is This Far South. It's part coming-of-age story, part reckoning with the past of the passing of his dad and childhood friends. It's also full of gratitude and fun and the deep joy of marrying his best friend, Savannah. Tommy Prine will be performing the music of This Far South at 5 p.m. tonight at the Raccoon Motel in Davenport, Iowa, in the Quad Cities. He's also in Urbana on Sunday, 7 p.m., May 4th, at the Rose Bowl Tavern. Tommy Prine, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Listeners, we are live for this part of the show. If you want to join us, 800-222-9455 is the number, 800-222-9455. All right, Tommy, tell me more about your childhood. What memories stand out to you?
I mean, I think like in terms of growing up with my dad and in a house of music, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of easier to discern the memories that like growing up in a house like full of like musicians might be kind of not like a normal way to grow up, you know, because when I was a kid, it just seemed like that was just the way of the world. You know, I thought that everyone had a favorite instrument and picked it and started playing it. But yeah, I mean, you know, looking back on my childhood, you know, I mean, there was just always folks from the music industry or different singer songwriters and artists, you know, popping through and having dinner with us. And you know, I mean, my dad was just kind of like a regular dad when he was home. He would make pancakes and take me to school and pick me up from school, and we'd play basketball, and then he'd be like, all right, I'll be back in 2 weeks. And then he'd come back 2 weeks later and we'd just do the same thing. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a relatively normal childhood, but as I got a little older, we started going on the road, with my dad a little bit more, whenever we could. And I think that's definitely when things were, I guess, not quite like the normal experience.
Yeah. You know, you get this idea that like the kid of a factory worker, you know, wants to be an artist. The kid of an accountant wants to be a musician. What did the kid of a musician, of a singer-songwriter want to be originally?
I mean, I always had it in my head that I was going to be an astronaut. Then I got my first grade back on a test. I was like, all right, well, that's out the window. So let's think more realistically here. And then I was like, you know, maybe I'll be like a nurse. And then my mom was like, no, you have to be super smart for that too. I was like, all right, cool. So we'll figure something else out. So I don't know. I mean, I always wanted to work in the music industry just because those are the people that I've always known. Those are the people that were like my family. Like my dad's team was like an extension of our family, and you know, his band, same thing. And I just always figured I would either, at the very most, like performative aspect, I thought I would just be like, you know, like a guitar player or something like that. But I had in my head that I was just probably going to work at like a label, or, you know, just do one of the many jobs that are needed in the music industry. Being an artist was not really on my radar until, honestly, it kind of like cosmically fell in my lap, I guess, in a way.
And this is around or after the time of your father's passing, right? You decide to pursue this career, your trajectory you're on now?
Yeah, I mean, I had been writing and playing my whole life. It was just something that I always did. It's something I always gravitated to in every part of my life, from when I was, you know, in kindergarten all the way up until senior year of high school. in college. I always played, and it was really only for me. I liked to play because I liked to play. But things kind of took a little bit of a turn, I guess, when I lost my dad and I started writing, just kind of more honestly, I guess, and getting it off my chest. And it was the best way for me to kind of compartmentalize, losing a parent. And it also kind of coincided with linking up with my buddy Rustin Kelly, a really dear friend of mine, also just extremely talented singer songwriter and artist. And he was really the one that kind of gave me the validation to like take the leap. I mean, it all kind of boiled down to a phone call with Rustin and my other dear friend Gina Johnson, who is the other co-producer on the record. And they literally called me in November of 2020, and they were just like, "Hey, buddy, we know you've been writing some songs. Like, Rustin sent a couple over to Gina." I'd been to Gina's house a few times just to kind of like hang out and play, and they were like, "We think you should make an album, and we're gonna help you do it." And at first, I was like, "That's insane. I don't think I should do that." And they were like, "Well, we think you should at least think about it, you know?" And I don't know. I mean, it felt like it scared me more than anything. And I think for that reason, is why I did it, because I was at a point in my life where I wasn't really sure where I wanted to take my life, and I didn't really know where I wanted to go and how I wanted to do it. And I just kind of had this opportunity come up, and I was like, "Well, this sounds terrifying, and that usually means it's a good thing." So I went for it, and I'm glad I did.
And the end result of that is your first album, which is called This Far South. Let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're speaking with singer-songwriter Tommy Prine, who's going to be performing in the Quad Cities today. He's in Urbana on Sunday. I thought we might listen to another song, and the one called Boyhood. Do you want to set this up at all, or should we just press play?
Yeah, sure. I mean, just in short, it's about growing up with my brother Jack, because we are 10 months apart and we grew up kind of attached at the hip, and just doing everything to get together. And one of the things that we used to do a lot was kind of like purposely get lost in the woods and see who could find the best route home. And I just kind of I found that to be like a good analogy for just kind of like my growing up and everyone's growing up, and just kind of like purposely getting lost and then finding your own way back.
All right, let's listen to Boyhood.
I'm with my brother in the woods on a hot July day. We got lost on second thought, we never knew the way. Mama said, "Go play outside, cause supper's ready soon." We caught bugs, found rocks, and thought we might find the moon. Saw a creek that was 10 years wide and hoped to cross it soon. And now I did, now we're not kids, and I think I wish too soon.
Again, this is the 21st show. We're speaking with Tommy Prine, and that is the track Boyhood, off his album This Far South. So you mentioned we were talking about getting getting into the how do you say it, actually becoming a singer-songwriter full time as your calling. When I think of your father, John Prine, I'm sure, the name opens doors. It's also a long shadow to work under. How do you think of that? How have you approached that?
Well, I think my mom put it the best way. Like when I told her that I wanted to pursue this, and she asked me like literally the same question you just asked me. She's like, "Are you ready for this? I think this is a pretty big undertaking." And I was like, "Yeah, I think I don't know if I'm ready for it, but I'm ready to figure it out." And she said that, my name is definitely gonna have people open the door, but if I have nothing to say, they'll close it immediately. And I think that's been like kind of like a very true statement for sure. In these first couple years of my career, I've definitely gotten like a lot of really amazing opportunities, but I've really, really put in the work, behind the scenes and been prepared for all the opportunities. I mean, it's not lost on me, that it's definitely going to be an easier path than most when it comes to being an artist. But, at the end of the day, it's like whether the door's open or not, you got to be working and you got to be ready for whenever, your shot is in front of you. So.
In the past year, you've opened for artists such as Jason Isbell, Tyler Childers. I wonder what you learn playing with them in shows.
Oh man, I mean, I still feel like a little boy like half the time, especially when I'm getting to do all that kind of stuff, and I'm just like soaking in as much as I can and just trying to like learn from them. I mean, the same way that I learned from my dad, I mean, I learned the most about life, and not just being an artist and a songwriter for my dad, but about life just from observing him, And I've always been, I don't know, I'd like to think I've always been very like acutely aware, just of the human experience and how people interact with one another and how they go about their own lives in the world and how they kind of make their own puzzle piece fit. And I think I've just kind of taken that into my adulthood as well. I think when I get to be around, the greats like of today, like Tyler and Jason, I mean, I'm really just kind of like locked in, just like watching their every move, basically, and like, all right, why did I really like the way they did this? Like, how can I make that my own, But I mean, it's just an invaluable experience to be able to do something like that, and I'm forever grateful to both of them for that.
So I mentioned you're performing in Illinois tonight and this weekend as well. Obviously, Chicago, Illinois is a big part of your family musical history. I wonder if you feel any sort of special kinship or connection when you come through here, or
Oh, of
is that,
course.
yeah.
Yeah. It's like a homecoming. I mean, it really is. I mean, I haven't gotten to spend too much time there in the last, several years just from being on the road and, being married and having a life to go on about. But every time I go back, it really does feel like home, because I still have some family that live in the area. And yeah, just kind of, it's kind of like a nice, home away from home that whenever I step through Chicago, I just feel very like I can feel the love and I feel welcome there,
Well, Tommy Prine, thank you so much for sharing some of your musical story with us today on the 21st show. It's been great talking with you.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Tommy Prine is playing at 5 p.m. tonight at the Raccoon Motel in Davenport, Iowa. He's at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana this Sunday, May 4th, 7 p.m. We're going to end with another track from his album This Far South. This one is called Mirror in a Kitchen Sink.
Everybody knows you're proud. And I think that I win every single argument now. It's you and me, a mirror and a kitchen sink. So what's the difference between you and me? I tell you right now, it's a couple of teeth. And then I decide whether to not or be cruel than I already am. Again, my friend, you beat around the bush, then you build a fence, and nobody knows what you really meant. I'm not so sure that you do, and it's true. And I think that I win every single argument. Now it's you and me, a mirror and a kitchen sink.
That's it for us today. The 21st show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Harrison Malkin, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Coulson Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our regular theme music. And thank you to Tommy Prine for this closing song today. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again on Monday.
And it's me. And I think.